second half. I mean, you got a lot of turnovers in the first half. Had a nice lead. Didn't do a whole lot on either side of the ball the second half. Mm-hmm. You needed it. You got the drive.
That's really all that matters is having more than they got at the end. And had a lot of opportunities to break it wide open in the first. And, the second half, just we couldn't get off the field on third down, and we couldn't make any first downs on offense. I mean, that third quarter, we just didn't have the ball very much. So, but we hung in there. You're always going to have some adversity on the road. We had more than our share today. And, at the end of the day, when things are going bad, you gotta rise up and do something. And, we were able to pull it out.
Dirk, speak about the resilience in this team overall. Just we put two in a row together now after some difficult times.
Yeah, that's what I just talked about, I think. Could just roll that same answer I just gave.
What about the guys, your rookies, O.J. Howard and Chris Godwin, stepping up in big moments?
Yep. Well, O.J. could have had a monster game today. He got off to a fast start, and then we got that screen call back, and then he had that drop on a little play action. But, he could have had a monster. He was like the fourth option on the touchdown he caught. But, it's like if we get O.J. involved early, and it's not like we're not trying to, but if we do get him involved early, it seems like good things seem to happen for him. And, Chris Godwin – That was very clutch at the end. I mean, Fitz made a couple plays, but still, Chris had a guy hanging on him on both of those plays. So, Chris Godwin has really impressed me these last 2 weeks with his competitiveness. He's playing special teams. He does a lot of dirty work. So, and even though Justin Evans gave up that touchdown at the end, that's another rookie that I think is doing a good job. Anthony Auclair made his debut today. And didn't get a ton of reps, but it was good to see him get out there. And Kendall Beck was just playing a different role right now. Our other rookie he's almost playing like a rush defensive end. But our rookie class is doing fine.
Dirk, talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick, the job he's done the last couple of years.
He's done a good job. I mean, heck, he's 2-0 as a starter. So, this was that first half. We did a lot of good things, a few negative things, but Ryan has been in the midst of some turmoil, has been a calm, professional leader, and when you go get a veteran backup like that, that's what you're looking for.
Does any of the this is outside a little bit, but does any of the stuff that's swirling around with James, is that at all affected anything in terms of the way this team is?
Impossible to measure. I don't really know about that, Rick. I don't hear much talk about that, but I'm not sure.
Anything else? What do you think about the ability to get all those turnovers? I mean, that's something that you've been waiting for.
I mean, five to zero, and then. You shouldn't have to win it like that when it's 5-0 in the turnover margin. But, a win is a win is a win in the NFL, and you never apologize for it. Our D, they did a similar thing last year. They got hot, and we always talk about turnovers coming in bunches. That's a little bit has been Cutler's MO in his career. He's been doing a much better job taking care of the ball, but, it started with – they got that long run. They didn't run the ball on us at all today, other than we had a missed tackle on that 68-yard run. And so I think for the rest of the game, they had 11 yards rushing. But that was a heck of a play by Justin, to take it away. I wish he would have stayed in the end zone after he did that. It's good to get a win on the road. We got something else to talk about next week.
That's right.
Okay, thanks. Ryan Fitzpatrick.